9. Because this is how we're going to break the back of every devil in your life, in the lives of other people that are around you. This is how it is. You're not going to win. You're not going to do anything until you begin to understand this. The heart or the engine of an apostolic church or any church. In verse number 35, Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 says, "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad and sheep as sheep having no shepherd. Then he said unto his disciples, the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few." Turn with me also to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3 and 18. 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 18. Not the Gospel of John, but 1 John. Right after 2 Peter. And before Revelation. I know that don't mean, oh no, not before Revelation, before Jude. I know some of you look at, you have to look in the table of contents. That don't mean you ain't spiritual. If you memorize the Bible, that means you're supposed to know it. No, there's so much. 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 18. "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." And I want to talk to you tonight about the force of love. Because many of you think love is just something that you do because you're obligated to do it because you're a Christian. But love is a force. And love will cause things to begin to change in your life. Love, love, love. Not the love that you think you're helping somebody when you're not. The Bible says you got to love in truth. See, when you don't tell people truth, you truly don't love them. You got to give people love and truth together. And that means you can't color code things with people. You can't tell people, you know, when they're shacking up, you got to tell them. You don't invite yourself into people's business, but you know when she's looking for a way out of her dilemma, you got to give her truth and love. You got to be loving, but you got to tell them the truth. And I want you to know that love is a force. Some of you think you're passive when you love people. But love never fails. Everything else will fail. When you don't know what to do, you keep loving. Love does things that no prophecy can do. Love does things that no preaching can do. Love will cause God to react or to do things that will cause his glory to be seen by others. And it's the engine of the church. In Matthew, we read that Jesus began to go and he saw the people. He saw them scattered. And the Bible says he was moved with compassion. It's another word. He was moved with love. He was looking out saying, man, how can I get myself out to these people? Love began to move you. But too many believers now are not loving. We don't know what love is. We think love is you doing everything for people where they at. Let me tell you, love is when you can look at people and stand flat-footed and tell them truth, knowing they're going to get upset. But you say it knowing that if they go and never talk to you again, you left them with a package that they can get their lives together. If they ever turn and say, I'm tired of this, the first thing that's going to come to their mind is, you know what? I couldn't see it then, but I see now. And what I see now, I'm thankful that Andy really wasn't lying to me, but he told me the truth in love. That love that you tell will pierce every level of darkness in their life, whether they react to it or not. The power of love will conquer. You don't have to be concerned about how we're going to take the city or how you're going to pay your bills, how you're going to do all these things. You just got to learn how to love. Love will do things that no other thing can do in the church. And sometimes we got so much information. We want to tell people what they do wrong. You know what's missing from so many different churches? This one want to preach on faith. This one want to do healing. This one is good in baptism. All these different things. But the world is crying out, let me see a church that loves. Many of you know the Dream Center in Los Angeles with Tommy and Matthew Barnett. They don't talk about it. They just love you. Some of you, if we go now and put you with somebody after 3 days, when you've been inconvenienced, you'll be talking to somebody just talking about them. Man, when's she going to go? Because, I mean, she's messing up my carpet and my bed and all this stuff, and she don't want to do that. Love don't do that. Love say, I'm with you. If you come and connect with me, I'm going to love you through things. There's no reason for love until you find something that's contradicting the love. Love is the force that breaks the darkness. But most Christians are running away from it because we don't have the true level of love. And this is why many of you go back and forth with people, and people affect you and they don't. When you love people, it don't matter. When you just love them, some people you can help, some people you can't. But when you love them, you want what's best for them. You don't get into this debate and try to wrestle with them here and there. You say, if God has you in my love, in my life, I owe you to love you. Are you with me? Let me give you a few things that the church has to correct when it comes to love. What's not love? Love is not necessarily just acts of service. Love is just not acts of service because you do things. You know how many hypocrites go out in Thanksgiving and start feeding people? You know why people do that? A lot of people, not everybody, they do that to make them feel good. They do that as a symbol, Jason, to show people, oh, we in the community. I like one preacher told me, I heard him say this. He said, I let all the hypocrites go on Christmas. We take a break because we work the rest of the year. Love is just not acts of service. You can do acts of service all day long. Jesus said this, in the last day, people are going to be prophesying in his name. You're going to even see miracles done. But he's going to say, depart from me, workers of iniquity. In other words, you got to go to hell because I didn't really know you. See, when you are connected to God, there's a different flow from you doing the works of God than you knowing God. Because the Bible says, y'all know this, God is love. This is why you can't be all nasty in the church and treat people any old kind of way. That ain't love. That's not God. That's a sensual thing. I love you. Scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. See, the church of the living God does not flow like that. The church of the future will not be like that. They won't do little acts. So here, you want this? Go ahead. Some people in the church act so nasty. I've been in one church where the people, you know, they're going and driving out, getting mad at the parking people, the ushers. You have to pray for ushers, man. People put the birdie up at them in the church, y'all. I didn't see it. They get nasty with ushers in the church. I don't want to park here. The man trying to tell you to go park over there, and you get mad, frustrated. Ushers didn't move you. They telling you to move seats or something for somebody else. You just want to sit in your seat. Boy, they getting on my nerve. They haven't in the church. Why? Because the love not flowing. People do acts of service and they think that's love. That don't necessarily mean that's love. People do stuff for all different kinds of reasons. There are people in the church now that are working in the church, and they do it because it's a career. They do it because they like the church in their eyes is more than just a place you come for spiritual. It's a social club. It's a place that I feel like I'm belonging. And you go in there thinking that they love. Sometimes, you know, another thing is, you know, when people, when you in people way, and this is why y'all get so deceived with people on your job and you thinking they love you and all this stuff. You're in their way. You got to come to that job every day. You see them. But that don't mean they're your friends. That don't mean that they're connected to you. And some of you have bought into that because you believe that. You believe that because you talk to them and they've been there for 12 years with you. Then they really connected to you. No. Acts of service don't mean that you're in love. Are you with me? So you can't buy into that just because people are in acts of service. Let me give you another thing that's not truly love or can be identified as something other than love. You're not walking in love just because you're in the church or because you're in leadership. I would say most people in the church really don't know how to love. See, the God kind of love, you don't love everybody the same. You ever heard John Chapman wrote the book on the love languages? And there's a difference on how people receive different things. With the church, we've become so one way. If they don't get it like this, that's it. And if Jesus had done that, we would have been in trouble. Are you with me? So again, you can't just think that because people are in the church that they're walking in love. See, love is a force, y'all. And this is why I tell you, there's something about love that gets you to say, man, you know what? I can't talk about people. I can't rag people. Even though they are contrary to what I believe. I can't just go around and act like they're on the opposite side. Why? Because I love them. Jesus didn't know who those people were. The Bible says he was moved with compassion because he saw that they didn't have no direction. And this is what the true church will see. We'll see that people need direction. And you're drawn to them. And you can't help everybody, but how many know you can help some people? Are you with me? So again, you got to realize that it's the love of God inside of you that will cause change. The love of God. I talk to people, believe it or not, all the divorce in the church is one word, love. 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 People don't want to love. You can get so deep in God's love, you will marry a horse. What do I mean by that? I mean, you'll say, God, if this is what you're telling me to do, I'm going to do it. Are you with me? Don't y'all know what I'm saying now. You know. I'm saying, though, you're to a point. I remember I told y'all the story. Lisa and I, man, we clashing when we first got married. And I said, girl, look here. If I got to come home every day and scrub the skin off of your foot, because I'm rubbing your foot, whatever, I'm going to do it because you ain't leaving me and I ain't leaving you. Our marriage will be strong. I don't care what it is. Why? Because the force of love will conquer. You don't buy into that. Love conquers things. We'll work it out. I'll find a way. Why? Because you got God in you. But see, when you don't believe that, you go to let the world tell you, or it's irreconcilable difference. It ain't no irreconcilable differences. If me and you becoming more like Christ, or it don't matter. Us ain't even there anyway. We're becoming like Christ. And if I have to get somewhere before you get there, I'm going to posture myself and I'm going to help you. It's going to be obvious that you are not going with God, but I'm going to love you up to where I'm at. See, love will pull people into God's destiny for their lives. It's a force. It's not some casual thing that most of you look like, you think like. You know, what's the name of that movie? I can't remember. What the bear, the little kids watch, the kids would watch. And his little sign was love. No, it wasn't Care Bears. Huh? Brother Bear, that's it. That's why you came to church tonight, to tell me that, brother. Brother Bear, Brother Bear, Brother Bear, his token. Everybody said, oh, that's weak, that's weak. But love becomes a force. That was a good story to show that. Love becomes a force in the hands of a believer. But most of us think, oh, we'll just do this. Are you with me? Let me tell you what, how do you walk in this love? Number one, you got to grow in Christ. You know, you can't stay the same, because some of us are trying to love things that our arms are too short for. You can't love without Christ growing. Because see, what I'm talking about is the God love. And this is why some of you can't comprehend. And you'll say, well, I understand what you're saying, but it's not like that when somebody's still. See, the God love, you can walk among your enemies and it don't really bother you. Yeah, I'm serious. It don't bother you. You can look Judas in the face and it really don't bother you. Why? Because the love of God in you gonna override what they do. But some of you still go in and out. Why? Because the love factor. When you grow in Christ, it changes things. You don't look at things like that. You don't give the enemy a way into your life and tell him, oh, I've done all I can. No, no, no. I ain't done all I can. I'm just positioning myself and I'm waiting on the deliverer to manifest. Why? Because you posture yourself to love. You got to love people. That's the hallmark of a true Christian. Some of y'all still getting mad at people and all that. These people cannot change your destiny. Just because they say this, let them say whatever. You just love them. If I can't help you, I won't hinder you. But I'm not going to allow you to come into my chambers and hinder me. Why? Because God's lover said, listen, if I can't help you, sister, and you believe that God was a Buddhist and all this stuff, all right, sister, go ahead along your way. If I can't change you and God ain't led you in my life, then you go ahead about your way. But some of you, it's all about Christ growing in you, or you won't be able to grab a hold of this. See, Jesus knew Judas was going to betray him, but he still kept him with him. True love will cause you to walk among your enemies, and it don't matter. They can't touch you. They can't move you. Why? Because you got that force of love. Love will make people don't even know what to do. They get confused when they come around. Things that mess people up, and you sitting there saying, yeah, I know, but I'm still going to do it because I believe this. Love will cause you to look at people who talking about you, and you want to go and tell them off in the flesh, but love will jerk that thing up and say, you know what, they don't really understand. See, if you look at the life of Jesus, you'll realize that God so loved the world that when he gave his son had to walk this thing out. People didn't understand Jesus when he was going to the cross. When Jesus was fulfilling his destiny, some people, Hosanna, Hosanna, crucify him. He knew these people would be flip-flop. But some of us walk through, people give us an encouraging word, then we try to act like they spiritual, and we got to look for that. Some of y'all are still looking for approval from people in the world. You're looking, they can't approve you. All they can take you is through this roller coaster ride. They tell you something good and you buying into it. Then when they break you down, you're feeling bad. God loves frees you from people. Because you realize that God is growing inside of you. Some of you, you'll grasp that as you continue to grow. Let Christ just continue to be formed in you. And you're going to find yourself being like you in this world, but you're not of this world. You're going to find yourself doing things that you thought you couldn't do before. Why? Because Christ is living big within you. You're growing. You're looking more like Christ in the world. And this is what the world is looking for. And then you can go around people. You know, as long as I've been going into prison, just last week, and see guys, it's been some of them 6 times. It don't bother me that none of them ever came to my church. It don't bother me a bit that none of them, as much if I had a dime, I'm coming out, man. I'm going to look for you, man. You got a card? Yeah, I'm going to look you up, man. If I had a dime for every time I heard that, we couldn't fit probably in Charleston with all these people. But it never bothers me. Why? Because I'm walking in love. I'm not there for that. I'm not there to try to add up and see, well, because I put this much in there, they should give me this much. Love don't keep record. Love just keep plowing the ground. Love just keeps saying it don't matter what it looks like. God is the rewarder of me. God's going to give me my just. God is the one giving me everything. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm only moved by what I believe. See, you get in that mindset when you're in that flow of love. See, God can use you for your enemies if he know you're going to walk in love. If he know you'll walk in there and still be strong. See, love is not love until you've given it away. Some of y'all got love in your heart and God trying to get it out of your heart. You got to do something. You can't just say you love somebody. Love is an action word. That's why our churches, we're saying we love the city, but what are we doing for the city? We got to do something for the city. Let our resources and stuff go to the city instead of just building these monuments to say, oh, yeah, we got our church over there. I don't want to go to church. We want to be the church. We want to lace the city with believers, lives that are becoming more like Christ so that God's love will share. And you'll do just like Jesus. You'll step on that new job, and when you step on, you'll be moved with compassion. The love of God will say, look at all these hurting people. Oh, God, use me. Use me, whatever you want to do. I know I may not be able to change all of them, but Lord, if I can get 3 and snatch them out of the darkness that I see. But God need agents who can flow in the fullness of love. That they, you know, your hand won't get short when you fall into opposition and you find out that, oh man, they are really messed up. Love will say it really don't matter what we got to go through, because whatever it is, love will permeate it. But if you're in this sensual, come by here when you can. I'll help you when I can. Some of y'all, you talk to people, minister so strong, and then you don't talk to them for 5 months. You leave them out there. You give them a word, and you just leave them. Babies, you can't put a baby in the room and just leave the baby. You got to tend to them. You got to make sure they get what they need. But you know why the church, the Bible says, that labors a few? Because if you don't have God love, you can't do that. You can't stick with people relapsing. You can't stick with people that go backwards. Why? Because God's love is not matured in you. But as Christ is forming in you, you're going to see a different reaction to love. You're going to see the love of God. That's the hallmark of God. It's not that you prophesy. It's not that you can sing. It's not that you got a gift. It's not that you're an entrepreneur. It's not that you make your money. The hallmark of a God that we serve is love. It's love. It's when you can look at people and tell them the truth and not get offended, even if they do. People who want your advice now. That's true love. When you can walk around enemies, know they're talking about you and it don't bother you. You ain't got to sit here and wrestle with yourself on the inside. Oh, you know, I don't like this because she's saying, so what? And she say that, it's because you got this picture of how you want things to go. It don't work like that. That's your world. You live for God. In other words, who Jesus said this. He said that you got to give everything. Seek first how God do it. Why are you seeking first how people see you? People don't have a hell or a heaven to put you in. And you're spending all your life trying to approve mama or daddy. How do they feel? And I mean, some of y'all, it's ridiculous. I don't know what to do. Because you're still dealing with that. Well, on the job. On the job, you go work the job. People gonna, you're dealing with people. If you don't want no problems, you got to be by yourself. Because as long as there are people, you're going to have issues. So you might as well, you praying for something that ain't going to never happen. So you can get rid of that. But as long as you got to get a realistic view. You got to think about Jesus here. I'm going in the world with something on the inside that God is pulling me in, but I got to realize that I'm in the world, the devil's going to come, and he's going to try to take what God, but as I grow in faith, as I stick to what God, then this is going to become a reality. It's going to come out, and it's going to change the dynamics, and as this baby comes out of me, the world will see Christ and not you. That's what the church is all about. And it's spiritual. And you cannot let natural people rob you of your spiritual destiny. And some of y'all come back same way. Well, I don't know how this and that. And the people, you know, they saying one thing. The people in the world are they sinners sin. And don't buy into people being saved because they go to church. I told you that. Just because they go to church, don't buy into that. Because you're thinking you can trust them and all this stuff. But you don't do that. You're looking at the works of a person. Look at their love walk. That's how you know if they're godly. If they can't take nothing, you better get away from them. Bible say, run away from a man who can't hold his anger. You never connect with people like that. Get frustrated so quick and they high temper. You stay away from people like that. Because they'll ruin everything. One moment, they'll throw everything out. But see, if you becoming more like Christ, the God love comes, man. You go places and you'll look at the people and say, oh, Lord, what can I do? What can I do, Lord? You know, I was down with a pastor today in St. Stephen's. And I was trying, I never met this guy before, man. I'm sitting down like, Lord, help me. I mean, what can I do in this city with these pastors? Because they don't really understand. They're chasing after something that ain't going to never happen. You know, they're perpetuating the same thing. They think it's going to change. You know, everybody running to get a ministry. It's a lust for ministry. Everybody just want ministry, ministry. Your ministry is to become like Christ. You know, it ain't no, oh, I'm going to get people to come hear you talk. There's CEOs that can get crowds of people to come, but these preachers are just lusting for ministry. Oh, I got to get a ministry. God called me. God did not call nobody to do nothing but except be him. That's all he called us to do. Get God's nature inside. If you a preacher, an entrepreneur, whatever, all that will come. But it starts with Christ being formed in you. When Christ is in you, whatever Christ wants you to go into, it'll happen. And see, the love of God will become more real to you when you becoming more like Christ. That's how you see the power of love. You know, when you go to the hospital, you know, you can't look at the papers and stuff and just be normal. That stuff got to hurt you some, man. You know, these kids getting died. I asked the guys in the prison, like, would you, I mean, it's between 19 and 35. You said, why you do, every answer is, I don't know. They don't know. Devil's got them saying nothing. Just, I don't know. I'm just doing it. Like, they're just zombies. Robbing banks. They just do it. Well, why are you doing it? I don't know. I'm just doing it. I don't know. Because if you see that, something ought to move in you, man. Like, Lord, what can I do? This is how ministries begin. But God needs people who can walk in love. And that's why the prerequisite is your family. You know, a lot of ministries you see now going down because their families are not in order. And it's just one word is love. It don't mean you don't have trouble. Every marriage is going to go through. But I'm saying, I can't leave you. We got too much invested in this. Let's work on this. Let's build. Especially if you're the man, you got to initiate that. You got to stand and say, no, let's go. Why? Because I want to see God come forth in the backyard so we can step to the front yard. But see, you won't see God's love if you're not becoming like Christ. You'll see this love that you just want to do ministry. Oh, I can help. I can help. You're not looking for help and support. We need you to be stationary. I want to plant you somewhere and know you're going to be there for good, because we got a long road ahead of us. Not just this, oh, I'll come when I want to and when I feel I got to do this. See, people hop in and out of ministry when they want. That's how the false church do. But tomorrow, no. I'll come. See, you can't build like that. You can only build with people that are going to stay with you. Not based off how well I preach. If something happened to my leg and I got to come up here in a wheelchair, well, Pastor, I'm not going to leave because you can't walk around. I'm here forever. I'm locked into you. See, if there's not true covenant, it's because there's no love. Some of us connect to people because we feel good and they got all this stuff in common. Oh, yeah, I like that. She like that. Some of y'all, and y'all have feel, I've heard stories here among y'all where you know, you start clashing. You got to still stand at the door and say, hey, I know you hurt, but come on, we got to go. Because we didn't come here for us to get the light. See, most of you think love means that you come to God and try to make God become like you. God trying to get us to become like him. See, that's what changes the culture in the church. They don't tell us when we come in, everybody dropping all the weights. And before you know it, we all looking like Christ. They don't see us. And this is what the church is going to look like in the days ahead. And when the world gets worse, you're going to see true believers depending on God, trusting God. And things going to get brighter and brighter and brighter. Why? Because Christ is being formed. See, when Christ is not being formed, you try to talk people into love. And that's why you see people that they want to just preach, talk to you, and they think that's it. Love causes you to do something. Are you with me? You know, I remember when we started the ministry years ago, and love caused me to just say, man, you know what? This pulpit thing ain't gonna work. I gotta hop off this pulpit. Because this ain't going to work, because it's like 8 different thought patterns in here. I can't address everybody. You know, it's like you got people that are strong, weak. You know, everybody in one thing. You can't do that. I said, we got to change the dynamics of this. Let me stop meeting with people during the week and trying to correct and do whatever I got to do, because this ain't going to work. But love calls you to do whatever's needed to get people to see Christ. Are you with me? But when Christ is not being formed, y'all, ain't nothing happening. We'll walk out here and do our outreach. It's just like the person who walking out, he got to get to church and his neighbor about to commit suicide. And his neighbor calls him on the phone. He said, I got to go to church. Your neighbor needs you. You are the church. See, we missed the point. And some of you still like that. I remember one time. I don't know if it was Mary Ellie or I can't remember. I know I always mess with her. But I can't remember if it was her or not. But I remember one time, you know, they were coming to church. Oh, Pastor, I'm coming to church. And I said, I told them directly, don't come tonight, just for their psyche. They think if they miss church, oh, my God. So I said, don't come tonight. No, don't come tonight. The preacher told you, you stay home. Take 2 weeks. Just stay away. Because some of you, your psyche tells you that it's you're addicted to sin and all that. It's Christ. You can't have nothing holding you up except that Christ factor. Nothing. Nothing can build you except Christ. When you see yourself like that, you start coming to the church adding instead of taking so much. Are you with me? That's the only way we're going to take the city. That's the only way we're going to take the nations of the world, is because there are people that are growing. And you can't love people in just tongue only. Some of y'all say, I love you, you know, but you can't do that. You know, you don't love people. You got to be there. You got to understand people. You can't say you love somebody and you don't take time to get to know them. You don't spend no time. You only talk to them when they call you. And then you act like, oh, I was just thinking about you. Whatever. I was just about to call you. This is the 6th time? No, you got to be there. You got to find, if you connect, and I tell y'all, in this church, y'all ought to be connecting with each other so that y'all know each other. Y'all connect, not just to take the relationship to the next level. And stop just being these surface people waiting for somebody to offend you. Then you go and then you say, well, I don't like him because Kelvin didn't tell me hi when he saw me this time. Or say, Kelvin said something. You know, eventually somebody going to tell you something you don't like. I mean, what kind of people you going to be around? They don't tell you nothing that you don't like. They're not real. You definitely not married talking like that. Y'all know that. You know, you ain't married. If you something wrong with you, you can't play that game but so long. Like, man, look at you ain't all that. Your mama tell you that, but that ain't the truth. Let me give you the real dose. Your mama ain't got a good view of you. I living with your brother. Clean that stuff up. She telling me you clean. You ain't clean to me. And you talk like that, the realness come out. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Why? Because you got to get a good dosage of that. Because some of y'all reading your own press, thinking y'all all that. No. In God, y'all, you know, I like something, you know, you live today and you're going to die tomorrow. So don't all this, you know, I talk to people sometime and they want to crystallize their call. Well, God called me. Man, listen, everybody got a call. So, I mean, ain't nobody sitting there crystallizing your call because you had a dream and the dream showed you. Listen, I had a dream too. Jesus died for all of us. And it's not your expression that makes you so glorious. It's the many-membered expression. It's when all of us come together with the glue of love that causes the world to see Christ. It's not just me preaching or somebody else singing and all that. It's when we get together and people can say, you know what? You know what really awes the world is when they can look Marvy and say, guess what? They are so different, but they're still walking together. They're different. They don't think alike, but they brought their thinking together because they love God. And that's the center point. And they became one. Because of God. That's how the world will see us. The true church. But if you're not becoming like Christ, y'all look at it. Churches start off, get a little bit of coming. They get offended one time and they say, listen, I'm out. Because I disagree with you. I disagree, so now I'm going to go my own route. That's worldly thinking that has come into the church. And how many know God's not in that? He doesn't want that. You know, and if you're going to walk in the force of love, you got to allow Christ to be formed. You know, there's no other point because that's it. When you allow Christ to be formed in you, then the love walk becomes easy. When you go on your job and you take a realistic view and don't think you're going to be on the job for 3 weeks, and people don't get on your nerve. It don't work like that. You in a system that's not even going to reward you until you get stressed out. They're going to reward you based off how well you mess your body up. And that's how they start giving you promotion. So stop looking to that. You got to look to the hills. Are you with me? And you got to stick together. You know, it's just like what we did with Paul. When you hear something is going on, let's rally together. You know, we got to be together. When you know somebody is sick, let's go. Saddle up. Let's go. We there. Some people, when you learn people love language, you got to be there for the week. If we're going to be a family, you know, you got to be able to verbalize what you need. If y'all connect, when I talked to Dr. David, I told him, I said, well, Dr. David, listen, I know you're in Malaysia, but I need to talk to you at least once every 2 or 3 months. That's what I need. I don't want you to be no 1 year. I can't do that. If you're going to be my father, that's what I need. Spiritually, that's what I need. I need to be able to talk to you. I can't go. I know you're traveling. Oh, yes, I can do that. Why? Because that's what I need. I don't need to be on the phone for a long time, but I won't talk to you now because I can't deal with you just going off and Not with me. And we understand that, and you begin to build from that. Are you with me? Some of y'all need to do that. Some of y'all, it means a lot for them to be there for your children, or do that, or to be there when you're sick. Be there when things are going good. You know, if you're having a housewarming or whatever, you want us to be there, then it's, you got to verbalize that. Some of y'all get so disappointed because y'all think people ought to just know stuff about you. We've been brought up differently. Some of y'all come out of the country, the city. You think different. So don't assume that. Some of y'all come out of big cities, small cities, divorced, married. It's different. We all are different here. So don't assume, but love say, guess what? We ain't leaving. We're going to stick this thing out until God's purpose is done. I know that's different from the traditional church, but that's why that's ineffective. Pastors want to generically, no, you got to sign them, like, get that pen back out. You can't just send these things. It's just like people, you treat people like products. Running through, you come into my church? You coming? Yeah, I remember talking to somebody, go to a particular church. Yeah, we got convocation. You coming? Yeah, you, whoa, the anointing is going. You know, they just like, and it's so much of a turnoff. See, the anointing's so strong, why you the way you are? I mean, they don't understand that. I'm looking at your life. Wouldn't you do that? You're looking at the person's life. If I don't see change in you, why would I go where you at? It's contradiction. Oh, come on, man. We got such coming. Don't nobody want to come there. Because I'm watching you. You're there. Y'all having a good time. They preach. They do whatever they do. But you ain't becoming nothing. So why would I go and then you hyping it up? People tired of those empty words. If you want change, you got to change. You got to take responsibility or nobody else will. You can't keep saying, oh, come to my church. Come, I don't know what to do. You better find out what to do. You better learn to live that life. That's why I said when you become more like Christ, you may not even know what to say. You'll be sitting there just doing something. You'll do something. You'll lay hands. You'll find yourself doing something. And you'll do it. Don't you know I never went to school for the prophetic? I learned by just getting out on John C. Smith Cal. I remember prophesying, saying stuff, just trying it, just doing it. Never had no formal teaching in prophesying or being an apostle. Not, I just do it. Why? The Holy Spirit is the teacher. He's the one teaching you. You don't. And people say, well, yeah, you got. You. I'm not saying those things are not good, but what I'm saying, don't be making that excuse why you're not. Love will push you. Say, we got to do something, and I'm willing to pay the price. But it all happens because you're becoming more like Christ. When you're not becoming like Christ, you'll sit and watch, and you'll be a victim. And people will always have to bail you out. You'll always start reaching, and you won't know what to do. Some of you need to go back to your family members who know will listen to you, and you need to tell them the truth. You know, uncle, daddy, you got to get it right because things are not right in your life and you're getting too old for this. Your brother, and you, I'm talking about people who you know are listening to you. And you got to tell them the truth because you're sitting around and they don't have truth and they're waiting on you to say something. And you sitting there just lollygagging. You got to let people know. You don't love people when you don't tell them truth. You let them live all kind of way, and here the girl's suffering, and she's struggling with four kids and no husband, and they got all these boyfriend goings on, and then she come to you saying, yeah, well, I don't know. And you know what the problem is. You don't want to deal with the root of the issue. You want to tell her, well, I'll pray for you. Ain't no prayer. You got to get right. Until you get right, nothing going to really happen for you. Some of y'all ain't, you won't do that. That means you don't love those people. Bosses that you know are doing the wrong thing and you worrying about your job and what's going to happen. See, the true Christians don't be, we'll go anyway. See, that's what Moses did when he went back to Egypt. He didn't know what to tell Pharaoh. He was stuttering. But he had something in him to say, man, I got to do what's right. God's in me. And if I die, whatever, I'm going to go out like this. But some of you got to continue to let Christ be formed in you. Are you with me? Let's stand to our feet. Help us to walk in love more. Help us, Lord. Forgive us for not allowing your nature to be in us, that we may walk in love with our co-workers, family and friends and people, even our enemies, Lord God. Help us to walk in love, that we may grow and become more like you. And Father, we thank you that the love of God that's shared abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit will show forth in this downward moving world. And Father, you'll get the glory and all the honor for what you're doing in us. For it's your love in us, Lord, that causes us to grow and to be more like you. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Why you have